I've got a whole opening script that I normally do here, but screw that. It happened, or maybe it happened again. Everyone forgot me. I don't exist. Sophie doesn't know who I am anymore. I've been a roommate for over a year and nothing. I tried following her down the street after the cafe thing you heard in the last episode, and she threatened to beat me up. The cops at the station don't remember me. The guy at the motel where we were staying thought I was trying to break in. I called Gemma, Sophie's cousin, but they said Sophie was out in LA alone for a trip, and they said they'd never heard of me before. I even called my school at NYU, and they said that even though they had a student registered under the name Christina Walsh, they were pretty sure it was a fake because she'd never been to any of her classes. I went to every single class, except these last few weeks when I've been out here in LA, obviously, but they said I've never been at all. My residence hall is selling my dorm room because they think my contract is a scam Sophie's running so she doesn't have to have a roommate. And I can't call my parents because they're dead, and that's the whole problem in the first place. That's why I'm out here doing this, and now I'm gone, and no one has any idea who I am. I half thought I was actually dead, and the Hollywood killer killed me. And now I was walking around in, like, somebody else's life and somebody else's body, but I know that's not true. I still look like me. I still am me, and I have all my notes on this case. I have my phone and my laptop and my external hard drive with 15 friggin' months of recordings I've made talking to all these people who say I'm not real. Well, I'm real, and I have proof. These recordings are proof I exist. I uploaded last week's episode from a library because it was the only place I could get into, and it worked. You listened to it. You beautiful people listened to it, and I'm sitting here right now watching the numbers go up. You subscribe to my show, so even if you don't remember me, your phone does. And it popped up the alerts for the new episode. And yes, I know that all the comments are just confused people wondering what this weird show is that they've never heard of. But I don't care. You're listening. You're out there. And you're listening. And you know that I'm here. That's why I'm still recording. Because if nobody can remember me, at least I have proof that I'm here.
I didn't really edit that last section because I was freaking out, so I'm sorry about the bad words. This is so messed up. I feel like screaming and crying and breaking things, like literally breaking things, because then at least I'm leaving a mark on the world. Because it's not just that everyone forgot me. It's that everyone forgets me. Present tense, ongoing. When I followed Sophie down the street, she didn't remember me from the cafe. When I got back into the motel room, she didn't remember me from the street. It's like I'm memory proof. Like that movie where the guy has no short-term memory. I have all of my own, but I can't get into anyone else's long-term memory. I just bounce off and leave the room or their eyeline, and it's like I disappear completely. The next time they see me is the first time they've ever seen me in their life. Oh, and that's the other thing. I remember the Hollywood Killer. I remember what he looked like, what he sounded like, what he said, the whole thing. I might be the first person in history to remember him. And obviously, I want this guy to go to prison or be hit by a train, but I also need to exist again. I need to figure out how to get my life back. And I know it's possible because Henry remembered Carmelo. People can come back. Mirandis can wear off, whatever the hell Mirandis is. But if there's anything I've learned from watching every single episode of Doctor Who, it's that getting the magic curse lets you figure it out from the inside. So now I just need to figure it out and be as smart as the doctor is. Okay, I'm outside of a fast food place called Friendly Burger, some mom and pop burger joint in Long Beach. Looks like a surfer place, or I guess a tourist place. Nothing this cheesy sells to locals, right? Anyway, this place is totally empty except for one lone teenage cashier, so it's the perfect place to run an experiment. I guess let's make the best of this and test the limits of this memory thing.
Oh, hey, welcome to Friendly Burger. Can I take your order?
Hi. Are you willing to do an experiment?
What?
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen. As long as some part of him could perceive me, even if it was just faint whispers or peripheral vision, he remembered me. But as soon as I was completely out of his perception, he lost me instantly. And you know what I think it is? I think it's the stupid music box. And I know this doesn't make sense, but listen, we already thought there was magic somewhere, right? Some kind of supernatural something. And nothing that has happened to me in the last few hours is natural, so I'm ready to say that this confirms it. It is magic. But even magic is something that we have to look at rationally, or as rationally as possible given the situation, which is grotesquely irrational, but still. No one can remember the killer, and no one can remember me. And what is the one and only thing we have in common? We touched that music box. And it was right after I touched it that everyone forgot me. Sophie maced him and he ran away and he dropped the music box and I picked it up. And then in that exact moment, it was like I flipped a switch and everyone forgot me. It has to be related. Is it the box itself or the song it plays? Is Mirandis the name of the effect that the music has, or is it the name of the tune itself? Just now in the burger place, I didn't have the song playing, but I did have the box in my shoulder bag. But when the killer approached us at the cafe, it was playing the whole time. I don't know. People forgot me when I touched it, so that might be the cause of the forgetting, but the only way I can think of to test that is to have somebody else touch it. And if it works, then I'll know, but I'll also have cursed another person to be forgotten, which I don't wish on my worst enemy. And for all I know, I'll forget them too, so it wouldn't help anyway. For all I know, the Hollywood Killer forgot me, which I don't know. I didn't forget him. How am I supposed to figure all this out? Doctor Who makes it look so easy. Of course, he has a companion, and I don't have Sophie anymore, so I wonder if I could convince Sophie that she knows me. I mean, a ton of the photos on her phone. I've got
hours of audio of the two of us talking. It's got to be worth something, right? But Sophie doesn't know anything. I mean, she knows a lot of things, and she's great, and she's wonderful, and I love her, but she doesn't know anything about how this memory thing works or what Miranda's is or how to reverse it or anything. Now that she's lost her memory of me, she might have forgotten everything about the Hollywood killer, too. I don't know. I need someone who knows everything. But nobody knows everything except for the Hollywood killer himself, and I'm never going to get... Wait a minute. Who else knows everything? That guy from the DMs, the one who told us about Miranda's. We thought he was a Hollywood killer, but apparently the Hollywood killer is looking for him and is scared of him? Worried about him, I don't know, but they're definitely not working together, which means there's somebody else out there who knows what's going on. If he was just some random nut job like the cops said, the killer wouldn't be looking for him, which means that whatever he knows something. He's important. If anyone can help me, it's him, so all I have to do is find him. He already tried responding to the DM and no luck. Probably a throwaway account he never checks. The cops were trying to find him, though, and they were doing some kind of trace on the account. I don't know what that involves, but, like, can they track down the device he used? What city he's in? What house he's in? They seemed pretty confident that they could find him, so all I have to do is go back and ask Officer... Dang it! Ugh. None of them remember me! Oh, not Bunshine, not Tracy, not Josue, nobody. So I can't just walk in and get the info, and honestly, they probably wouldn't give it to me anyway because it's part of an ongoing investigation. Which they've probably forgotten about anyway because maybe forgetting me means forgetting about the data they pulled from my phone. And it's not like I can just waltz in and take it. I'm forgettable, but not invisible. Okay. No, wait a minute. No, never mind. I'm not even going to think about it. That's stupid. Sneaking into a police station is dangerous. It is foolish. It is illegal. It is maybe the only way to get what I need. It is plausible. Is it plausible? Okay, how would I even do it? I'm not invisible, but I'm forgettable. Even if they catch me, and they'll definitely catch me because I have no idea what I'm doing, they'll just forget me. If I end up in handcuffs or in a cell, I'm screwed. But anything short of that, I can't get out of. Right? No consequences. I just threw a freaking milkshake at a wall right in front of the guy, and 2 seconds later, he didn't know who I was or how it happened. Oh, this is so stupid. Ugh. But I'm going to give it a try. I need answers, and this is the only way to get them, so dang it! I'm going to do it, and I'm going to record everything because this recording is the only proof I have that I'm real.
This is so stupid.
Hi. Is this the reception desk?
It is.
Great. And, I have a delivery for the computer technician department.
You mean IT?
No, I mean the people that look at people's computers for evidence and stuff.
Who are you?
What's that department called?
That's the digital forensics department. You're not even a delivery person.
I am not, you're right. But there are a lot more people in here than I expected, so I'm going to have to walk out and come back in instead of just ducking behind the counter like I was going to. Give me a second. I'll be right back.
What?
Okay. Learned some good stuff. Back in for round two. Hi. I have a delivery for the digital forensics department.
Okay, you can leave that here with me.
I'm actually supposed to take it directly to them.
I'm afraid that's against our policy. If you just give it to me, I'll make sure that they get it.
That's an interesting policy. Do you mind if I ask about it?
This is a police station, miss. We have very tight security here for obvious reasons.
Who gets to go through the locked doors?
Only employees and people being escorted by employees. Can you please give me the delivery?
It's in the truck. I'll be right back.
Oof.
This is going to be harder than I thought. Time for a completely different approach. Round three. Hi, I need to talk to Tracy Clark in Archives.
Do you have an appointment?
I don't, but it's very important. It's about the Hollywood Killer case, and I have evidence.
You can make an appointment if you'd like to.
I don't think that's going to work, but...
Why wouldn't it work?
I just have this gut feeling that somebody's going to forget about it.
I assure you that that can't happen. It's all digital. So, even if we forget, the computer will remember.
Worth a shot. What's the soonest you can get me in?
Let me call her.
I'm definitely going to cut all this out. Fast forward to... Hi. It's been an hour, and it's time for my 3 p.m. appointment with Tracy Clark. Let's call this round four. Hi, I have an appointment to see Tracy Clark.
Let me check the calendar. Christina Walsh?
I seriously want to cry hearing you say that. Can you say it again?
Christina Walsh?
That's the one.
Okay. Just sign right here.
Okay.
And here.
Got it.
Can I see some ID?
Here you go.
Thank you. All right, this is a visitor's badge. You need to wear it at all times.
Will do. Just clip it on?
That's great. Follow me.
I'm sorry. I really need to use the bathroom. I should have asked this outside the security door, but...
That's okay. Just use this one. I'll just wait right here for you.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is empty. So I got past the security guard, and Julie, the receptionist, is going to forget about me completely and go back to her desk. So I'm in and I'm on my own. If I get rid of this visitor badge, I should be able to walk around and everyone will just think I'm an intern or something. Let's give it a shot. Julie is gone. Nobody is paying any attention to me. I'm in a place with a bunch of desks and cubicles and stuff. I've been here before, so I mostly know where I'm going, but let me try something. Hi, excuse me, I'm the new intern. Can you tell me where to find digital forensics?
Yeah, you go down this aisle, look for the big double doors and go through. Girl at the desk will help you out.
Thank you. Ugh, he just sent me back to reception, so that sucks. Duck out of sight, and we'll try this again. Excuse me, hi, I'm the new intern. The captain told me you could show me where digital forensics is.
He did? Okay. I guess. Why me?
He said you were the expert, and I'm just glad to have somebody so smart to help me out.
Well, I'm always happy to help. What's a good-looking girl like you doing interning for digital forensics?
I'm definitely going to fast forward through this part, too.
Excuse me?
Nothing.
Okay. I finally got rid of Officer Full of Himself. And I'll cut that whole thing out, but believe me when I say that our walk to digital forensics took about 5 or 6 minutes, and he hit on me the entire time. But now he doesn't even remember me, so joke's on him. Anyway, I'm going to try digital forensics, and we'll see what we can get.
Hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but the captain asked me to check on the status of that Instagram account you were looking at for the Hollywood killer. There was a girl with a phone you probably don't remember, but she was contacted by someone we thought was the killer, and you were looking into it to see if you could find the guy online or whatever.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm the new intern. I'm just running some errands for the captain. Go for this, go for that, and, crap. Why is there a picture of me on your screen?
When did the captain send you?
Seriously, why am I on your screen? Is that from my Instagram account?
That is indeed from the Instagram account you claim to be retrieving from the captain, which is obviously not true, because we just talked to the captain trying to figure out why we have some random girl's Instagram data attached to the Hollywood killer case. He's never heard of it either. And nobody has any idea who you are or why you're in our system. And then suddenly, here you are.
I'm calling him back.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go out and come back. And why won't the door open?
It locks automatically. This is technically an evidence room, so no one can leave without direct authorization.
Oh, no.
You damn right, oh, no. Who are you?
Hey, Captain. Remember that Instagram account we were just asking you about?
I bet he doesn't.
Just tell me who you are.
You know who I am. I'm Christina Walsh. I'm right there on your monitor. I was contacted through Instagram by someone who has information about the Hollywood killer, and you used my phone to get the data to try to track him down.
How do you know that? Nobody in our office knows that.
No, sir. I mean, the one we just talked to you about. Yes, I know. I just called you and we talked about a random Instagram account that we couldn't remember grabbing. Captain, we talked for 10 minutes. How do you not remember?
It's because I'm impossible to remember.
Gabby, what is going on?
He says he doesn't remember.
That was like 30 seconds ago.
I'm telling you, he won't remember because he can't. Nobody can.
What are you talking about?
Okay, so wait. We can use this. I walked in right at exactly the right moment. I don't have to convince you I'm involved because you were looking at the screen right when I got here. So all I have to convince you of now is to trust me. Are you willing to do an experiment?
Captain, just come down here right now.
What kind of experiment?
It's Gabby, right? And your name is?
Derek.
You look like a Derek. Okay, my name is Christina. And here's what we're gonna do. Okay, one of you is going to come with me behind this big cabinet thing.
Server farm.
Yes, behind that. You're going to keep your eyes on me the whole time, and the other one won't be able to see us.
Like hell we are.
I'm embarrassingly out of shape, so I won't be able to do anything. You can even keep your gun on me the whole time if you want to, just like, don't shoot me accidentally or anything.
Why are we doing this?
Because the person who can't see me will forget me instantly and completely. And the other one of you will remember everything, and you'll think that the forgetful one is insane, but you'll see it happen right in front of you.
Let's just wait for the captain. You said he's on his way, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't bet on it. He's already forgotten me, and because your conversation with him was about me, I'm willing to bet he's forgotten all about that, too. Call him if you want. Try it.
Hello, Captain? This is Gabby Ramirez in Digital Forensics. Are you on your way here soon? No, my mistake. Thank you. Yeah, he doesn't remember either phone call.
What on earth?
Okay, so you've seen it happen. Now let's see it in person. Who wants to go behind the server farm thingy with me?
I'll go, but if you so much as look at me wrong, I am tasing you.
I'll even close my eyes if you want. Let's go. Gabby, this is going to work best if you look away so you can make absolutely sure you don't see me. Oh, and you don't want to hear me either. So let's have like 5 seconds of silence. Oh, better yet, Derek, why don't you count? Gabby, can you see me?
No.
Go for it.
This is stupid, but... fine. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now what happens?
What do you mean, now what happens? You're the one counting, weirdo.
Gabby, tell this idiot that you know exactly why I'm counting.
What idiot?
See?
You've got to be kidding me.
Huh. Do you have a girl back there? Is this the hottie from the gym you keep talking about?
Hi, no, it's just me. Huh. Let me step out from behind this server farm so you can see me.
Obviously, you remember her, right?
Should I?
From 5 seconds ago? We did this stupid experiment? From the Instagram account.
So, it is the girl from the gym?
Stop playing.
She's not playing. She has no idea who I am. She doesn't remember ever seeing me, hearing me, or even talking about me. She doesn't even remember the Instagram account. Not what's in it, not even that it exists. The only reason you put it together the first time is because lucky me walked in right when you were already looking at it.
This is impossible.
You saw it with your own eyes.
What is she talking about?
You're not gonna believe it.
Let me put it as simply as I can. I am impossible to remember. So is the Hollywood killer, or at least he used to be. He used something called Mirandus to make people forget him. And this is going to sound crazy, but I think Mirandus is a song. And I also think it's wearing off, which is why people are starting to be able to remember him, which is why you even have a case at all. But right now, I need something from you. A while ago, you pulled my Instagram data from my phone so you could track down the digital identity of a man who posted a certain comment. Did you find him?
Look on my monitor.
Why? Oh, wow. There she is. Whoever you are, this is definitely your Instagram account.
Did you find the guy?
Derek?
I don't even remember looking for a guy, but I'm starting to realize that might not mean anything. Check the data in the file and see if we found anything.
Let me see here. There's an IP address. Looks like an internet cafe in Little Tokyo. Kind of place where people go when they don't want to be traced.
But we can totally still trace him.
How?
We send some black and whites to pull security camera footage and match the time code to the moment this account was accessed.
That won't work. Whoever you send won't remember me or the trace long enough to do it.
There's no way this is real.
It's definitely real.
Then we need to tell the captain.
You've tried that already.
What?
You called him twice. He couldn't remember anything, either time.
None of this makes any sense.
I know, and honestly, I don't think there's anything we can do at this point except... Ooh, can you give me the address?
For the internet cafe?
Yeah, I'll go look by myself.
I can't just let you walk out if you're alone.
You can't stay with me forever either. Sooner or later, you'll look away, even if it's just by accident, and we'll be right back where we started. You won't know where we are or what we're doing.
Is this real? Derek, tell me. Is this real?
It's real.
Then I agree. We can't let you do this on your own. I'll feel horrible if anything happens to you.
No, you won't.
The cafe is called Hard Carry. Let's go.
Thank you. I, just need to hit the restroom first.
Hi, it's me again. So, Gabby and Derek were sweet, but it was better to give them the slip. It was nice to be known even for just a little bit, but there was no way to sustain it. I have work to do. I can't be constantly re-explaining my existence every time they look the wrong direction. But I got what I needed. I'm here at an internet cafe called Hard Carry, which I think must be a gamer place because everyone in this building is on a headset playing games. The guy at the counter refused to let me look at his security footage, which makes sense because I'm just some rando off the street. Plus, he went to the back to check on something, and when he came back, he reintroduced himself and asked if I needed anything. So clearly that wasn't going to be a fruitful relationship. So I'm on to plan R. I don't know how many plans we've been through by now, but I'm calling this one R, and it is born of pure desperation. I'm out in front of the building holding a great big sign that says, "Ask me about Mirandis." I figure whoever contacted me probably uses this place often or maybe just lives nearby, and if I wait here long enough, there's a chance they'll see me. And I know this isn't a great solution, but what else am I supposed to do? I'm at the end of my rope here. So now I'm the weird girl sitting outside of a gaming cafe in Little Tokyo looking like I'm trying to sell people on my new age religion. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to cut most of this.